really believe that there are some people right now that are looking to the world for validation, that are looking to the world for their identity, that are looking to people for their happiness, for their peace. But that is not what we have been called to do. Jesus has called you out. And the Bible said that it is by the truth that you will be set free, but it is the truth that you know. And right now, you will not be ignorant for this truth, because this is the truth, that there was a man named Jesus that was sent to this world to die for you. While he was on this earth, he performed miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles. The blind saw, the deaf could hear, the lame walked, people were raised from the dead. And then he made the decision. He went to the cross to die for you. And even though he knew many would reject him, many would not choose him, many would turn away, he still made the decision to pay that ultimate price, to die just for you, so that you could live this life victoriously, so that you could walk in that freedom, so that you could walk in that victory, in that blessing, in everything that his word says. And this is what the word of God says, that when you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is that wonderful truth. Now, you are not ignorant to this truth, but you can make that decision, because I want you to know one day you are going to stand before him. And he is going to say one of two things. He will either say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in." Or he's going to say, "Depart from me, because I do not know you." Do not be caught on that other end. Do not be the one that says, "Jesus, even though I heard all this truth, even though I've read your word, but I still did not follow." Be that one that says, "Jesus, you are my everything. And I make that decision tonight." Even if it isn't your first time, you've heard this word over and over again, but you have not made that decision yourself to accept him. To say, "Jesus, I'm done with my past now. Everything that once held me back, today I choose you. I choose victory. I choose freedom. I choose to walk in your truth." I want to lead you in a prayer. If this is your first time, and then going into the rest of the message that I have to share with you, this is for you. This is for you right now. God has called us to live victoriously, to walk in freedom, to walk in victory, to walk in his blessings right now. Not one day in heaven, for us right now. And I want to say a prayer with you. And you can repeat this after me. So this may be your first time, or even you say, "Jesus, I once did follow you. But I've let the circumstances of life, I've let things that have happened around me, the world, to dictate to me. I have looked to man for peace. I have looked to man for things. I've even looked to material things to bring me joy. But nothing will be able to satisfy you like Jesus can. No one will be able to do for you what only Jesus can." So I want you to say this prayer after me. If you choose to make this decision, the best decision, a decision every single one of us had to make, the greatest decision you will ever make. And I want you to say, "Father, I recognize that I have sinned against you. I recognize that I have turned my back to you. But today, I choose life. I choose to follow you. I believe that you came to this earth and you died on the cross for my sins. And then on the third day, you rose again and you are seated at the right hand of the Father. And now I choose you. I choose to turn away from anything that once held me back, because I am a new creation in you. I make that decision to follow your word, to follow you, in Jesus' name. Amen." Amen. If that was you, if you said that prayer, there's an email address that's coming up on the screen. Email us right in the comments on Facebook. "I am saved. I am saved." The greatest decision you will ever make. The greatest decision. And this is merely the beginning. Because I want you to know this, You have been set apart. You have been called now to preach the gospel, to demonstrate the gospel, to do just as Jesus did. So that decision that you just made is not the end. It is merely the beginning of a life you will now live according to the word of God, doing just as Jesus did. I want you to read this statement to you. Billy Graham said this: to say you believe in him and then continue living as though nothing has changed is to deny the power of God in your life. To have said that prayer, to have made that decision, but now still turn away and get caught up in your past, get caught up in what was happening before, letting the world take over your emotions, everything that is happening right now, letting it dictate you, is to deny that miraculous working power that has just taken place, that decision that you have just made, because you are not turning back. You are going forward in the victory that Jesus has won for you. Walk in all that he has for you. This is what 1 John 2 verse 6 says, and I want to read it in the Amplified. Whoever says he lives in Christ, that is, whoever says he has accepted him as God and Savior, ought, as a moral obligation, to walk and conduct himself just as he walked and conducted himself, being Jesus. In the NLT, it says this: those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. We have been called to live just as he did. And the message that God has placed on my heart, just as Jesus walked, just as he did everything that he did in the world, he impacted it. He brought change. He did something. Many were not happy with what he did, but he chose to follow the will of the Father. And this is what I want to touch on today. The ingredient for impact, for you to have impact on the world around you, is intimacy. Intimacy with the Father, knowing who Jesus is. Because in order for me to walk and do just as Jesus did, I have to know who he is. I have to know his nature, his character, what he did, how he did bring about impact in the world around him. The signs, wonders, and miracles Jesus performed proved who he was. Acts 2 verse 22 says, "People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know." It says God publicly endorsed, God publicly approved. He pointed to Jesus and Jesus doing those signs, those wonders, those miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit proved who he was, the Son of God. And that same way you carry the Holy Spirit proves as you operate in the signs, wonders, and miracles that you are a child of God. So how much impact do you have right now? How much impact do you have? Do the people at your school, do the people at your workplace know that you are a child of God? Just by what you say, just by how you speak, just by how you interact? Or do they not even know the God that you serve? How much impact do you have? Jesus had impact. He was not ashamed. And he did so in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he did so because he knew the Father. He knew God. He knew what he was called to do. The signs, wonders, and miracles proved who he was. When Jesus died and after he was raised from the dead, he spent some time walking the earth. And before he was taken up into heaven, he said to his disciples, "Wait here, because even though I'm going to heaven, I'm sending you a helper." Because even though the disciples now knew Jesus was no longer going to be with them physically walking on earth, they would not be left alone. Jesus has not left you alone. He sent the Holy Spirit, your helper, your comforter. And just as the disciples then went out doing miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles, demonstrating the very power of God that they received through the Holy Spirit, is the exact same Spirit that you have on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit. And through him, we can operate in these signs, these wonders and miracles. And it is through the Holy Spirit that we have impact. Because it's easy for us to impact the world by the world. It's easy for us to impact those around us, pushing the world's agendas, pushing it on social media, doing what the world loves. But that is not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says we impact the world by the Word of God. That is what we have been called to do. And we do so through the power of the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said we will receive. And just as I said earlier, impact comes from intimacy, knowing who he is. And I want to say this. How can we expect to impact our world with less demonstration of God's power than what Jesus had? How can we expect to demonstrate and do the exact same works that Jesus did by doing less than what Jesus did? Still involved in the things of this world, not being in the Word, not being in the presence of God, not following His Word, not walking in the blessing, but still expect to operate the exact same way Jesus did. Jesus spent that time with the Father. Jesus was intimate with His Father. Jesus knew who He was, and He demonstrated it. It flowed from Him. And that same way, that intimate relationship with you have with God is the same way that impact will flow from you to those around you. That same way that power will flow from you by the Holy Spirit. When we don't have a revelation of who we carry on the inside of us, how can we go out and impact this world? Because like I said, you can impact the world by the world, doing what the world lacks, doing what the world is pushing. But a child of God is not called to do that. You have been called to impact the world by the power of the Holy Spirit for Him. And it always takes me to Paul, who was Saul, but he had a radical encounter that changed his entire life. One that used to persecute those that follow Jesus turned around to be a follower of Him. And we read about Him in the New Testament. And this was Paul's greatest desire. Paul said, my greatest desire is to know Him, to be intimate with Him, that one he had that encounter with. But not only know Him, but to know the power that raised Him from the dead. Because Paul knew he could go out in his flesh, he could go out of his own strength, but it would not produce the results. It would not do just as Jesus did. He could not demonstrate just as Jesus did by his own strength. He needed that power of the Holy Spirit in order to have impact. So Paul said, despite anything I have faced, despite all teachings I have taught, despite all the miracles I have seen, my greatest desire was to know Him and the power that raised Him from the dead. And we read that everything else Paul did in his life was an outworking of that relationship, because he knew who he was and he knew who he carried. Three things that come from intimacy. Number one, identity. You can look to the world to tell you who you are. You can look to people to tell you who you are. You can look to social media, but that's as far as you're going to get. Your true identity is found in the very one who created you. And that identity comes from that intimacy. You don't know who you are? Turn to the Word of God. You want to know what you've been called to do? Spend time in His presence. God's desire is to reveal the very thing He created you for. You have purpose. You have everything on the inside of you in order to live just like Jesus did if you have the Holy Spirit and you can do what He has called you to do. Number two, revelation. As you spend time with the Father, as you spend time with this Word, in this Word, He reveals more of Himself to you. He reveals that which is written. This Bible is not here just to read once and then we lay it aside and we say, okay, I'm done reading this now. Now let me go live my life for Jesus. No, this is a daily thing. Meditate on it every single day. Get that revelation from Him. And you will see the manifestation of this Word come to pass in your life. Number three. Conviction that you are fully persuaded. that conviction, that firmly held belief, that despite what anybody says to you, despite what anybody says you should be, who you are, they're trying to force what they think of you. You know what the Word of God says. You are so fully persuaded that you are not moved by the things of this world. You are only moved by the things of God. You are not moved by what people say, but you go according to the Word of God. And in that way, from you knowing who you are, from that revelation you receive from the Word of God, from that firmly held belief, that conviction, that confidence in the Word of God, you are able to go out in the power of the Holy Spirit and impact the world around you, just as Jesus did. You see, Jesus' life, Jesus impacted the world around him because he lived in the reality of what the Father had sent him to do. He knew exactly what his assignment was. He knew what his Father said about him. He knew what his Father had said to him. And he went around. People did not like him. People were threatened by him. They were offended by him. But despite all of that, he still went on to impact the world around him, to bring about change, to see the sick healed, to see the oppressed delivered. And just how God did this through Jesus, just how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, is the same Spirit he has sent us, is the same Holy Spirit who is living inside of you that is going to empower you, that has anointed you to go out and do just as he did. To impact the world. We cannot do it in our own strength. We cannot do it by our own agenda. We cannot do it by our own opinion. Because we will not see the results of the Word of God. We will see the results of the world. We will see the results of our flesh. But that is not lasting. Because this Word of God is what is true. And as I said in the beginning, you are not ignorant to this truth now. You know what Jesus says. You know what his Word says. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only life. And we are now called to be his representative, to do just as he did, not out of our own strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit operating in signs, wonders, and miracles, doing just as he did. So with that, I want everyone to stand wherever you may be as we go into a time of worship. And as you fix your focus, you fix your attention on him. And if this was the very first time and you said that prayer in the beginning, you gave your life to Jesus, I want to say this message that was shared before me by Jade and this message that I just shared to you now, just as Jade spoke about commanding, about making that choice, and just as I have shared on impacting the world around you, that is for you right now, child of God. That is for you right now. You are stepping into your future. You are stepping in with purpose. You are stepping into all God has for you. And you can do this by the power of his Holy Spirit, doing just as Jesus did. So as we go into this time of worship, we thank you, Father, for as this word has gone out, I thank you that it will be their conviction. It will be that firmly held belief in them of who you are and who you have called them to be, just like you. In Jesus' name, amen.